A word for you from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Dr. Martin Luther taught that marriage is the best school of discipleship. Dr. Luther said he learned more about Christian discipleship in 1 year of marriage than from 10 years in the monastery. He taught that dairymaids can milk cows to the glory of God. Our vocation is where our sanctification happens, where effective evangelism can take place. When we have a strong sense of our vocation as a calling and responsibility before God, then it will change the quality of everything that we do. This is what our country needs, a Christian work ethic, and Christians determined to fulfill their vocation wholeheartedly as a means of worshiping God, loving our neighbor, caring for God's creation, and protecting all of God's creatures. Then we will not be people who use people and love things, but we'll be using things in order to express our love for God and his creatures. Instead of being self-centered, we will be Christ-centered, realizing that nothing less than the very best is good enough for our Creator God and our eternal Redeemer. When we understand our Protestant work ethic and the doctrine of vocation, then we can see that the kitchen table can become the altar. The office desk, our computer screen, the shop counter, the printer, the garden can become altars on which we exercise our royal priesthood, offering up a living sacrifice to God. Punctuality, going the second mile, brings blessings. Mary was first to see the risen Lord. Thomas missed the Lord's appearance by not being in the upper room. And so we can see that we are called to love and serve one another. Certain vocations exercise authority, but authority must not be abused. With greater privileges comes greater responsibility. Jesus taught that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them and call themselves benefactors. But it shall not be so amongst you, Jesus said. Whoever wants to be great amongst you must be the servant of all. And he took up the towel and he cleaned his disciples' feet to show the principle that a leader must be first and foremost a servant, which is why we have the term prime minister, first servant, and a cabinet minister or a civil servant are meant to serve people. This was so inculcated in previous generations that civil servants, even cabinet ministers, signed their letters to normal citizens as your humble servant, which is correct. Every vocation has neighbors and creatures to care for. And we need to, instead of serving ourselves, we need to serve others. Instead of using our neighbor, we need to love our neighbor. Mothers are called to love and serve the children, not to abort them. Doctors are to heal their patients, not kill them. Leaders are to love and serve their people, not exploit, extort, or tyrannize them.